Today on eRadio Business Focus, we put the spotlight on data dot technology in South Africa. And we're joined by Chief Operating Officer of data dot, Chad Thompson. Chad, welcome.
Thank you very much, Ian. Good to be here.
Chad, how many years has data dot technology SA been around?
We're in the market now for 22 years.
22 years, that's a long time, eh? Can you talk to us about some of your successes and also what the actual product is?
Right. The technology is called Microdot Technology. DataDot is a product of Microdot Technology. And the purpose of using DataDot is to provide a covert means of identification and traceability on all assets stemming from automotive industry, so your vehicle, right through to your household contents, microwave ovens, laptops, fridges, any items that you can find a place to mark on. And we basically have good successes in terms of repatriating stolen items that are then identified through the use of the Microdot. And it is tied back to a centralized database, which will give the police and law authorities the advantage of being able to trace the item to the lawful owner.
In terms of your relevant industries, what industries has DataDot broken into?
The main concentration is in the automotive sector, which we've had wonderful successes through that, and then also into mining and mining equipment, going into agricultural sector as well. These are the main focus points, other than your more asset-based items, as I was saying earlier on, to household items and office items.
And where is this technology mostly used?
Mostly in the automotive industry, as the concept of Microdot technology was government gazetted on the 1st September 2012, where all new vehicles coming into South Africa are required to have a DataDot applied, as well as any vehicle that is going for police clearance will require proof of a DataDot. If not already fitted, it will then be fitted at this point in time.
Chad, what can it be used for?
Right. It can be used for assets of all nature, such as your laptops, household items, office items, any movable or even fixed items. You can mark your dining room table in covert features to be identified should you have the misfortune of having this items lifted from you.
Can you actually see it with your eye, or how small is it?
The actual dot is a transparent polyester disc of about 0.5 millimeters up to 1 millimeter in diameter. And they're marked with a line of text by a sophisticated laser etching process. If you know what you're looking for, you may be able to identify it, but generally to the norm, it's not as easily identifiable because we do work on covert features. The idea is that you hide the applications based on the fact that we put in 10,000 of these data dots per vehicle, and it's impossible to remove all 10,000 data dots off a vehicle.
Okay, yeah, that's a very good idea, actually, because if it was just one or two, you know, they could easily get rid of it, and then the vehicle would be completely lost. Okay, 10,000, that's a lot. Chad, can anyone purchase this product from you and just apply?
On the asset-based application, yes, you can visit our website at www.datadot.co.za. And we have a variance of items for various applications. So you would have either brush-on application as a DIY to a spray-on application using either the polymer dot or a metallic dot that can be used as well for your more harsher applications and exterior fitments. On the vehicle side, as I said earlier on, it's due to legislative requirements, there is a set South African national standard as to how a vehicle must be applied, a vehicle, trailer or motorcycle. So that is a bit more complicated in the sense that you can't just do a DIY. It has to be done in a controlled environment in accordance to that South African national standard, which speaks back to the legislation, which falls under the Road Traffic Ordinance Act 56.
What products do you offer at Datadot?
Right, so we've got the automotive. As I said, that is like 10,000 microdots, which is applied through a spray-on process, which is patented worldwide by Datadot as to how we do the application onto vehicles. Then the DIY kits, as I said earlier on, either your polymer dots to a metallic dot for external uses. And they come in various applications. So, you know, from 1,000 to 2,000 dots, depending on what you want to do on an asset marking. As I said, vehicles is a set process. We also have an arrangement of pepper spray as well, which is powered by Datadot, since that we're in that sector of the security side of things.
That's a very good idea, actually. How do you record the information on your Datadot products for assets?
We have a centralized database for all assets. So a person who would want to then purchase a DIY kit could go onto our website, log on there where you can register your dot and your name, which then goes on to listing all your items, where it is then held as a centralized database, which has access via law enforcement that can view if they do locate items. The biggest problem with items that are stolen and recovered, because Southern Police Services do a good job in recovering many items, but they go straight into the 13 store at your local police station, and as they cannot be identified because all markings have been removed, they just sit there and never get repatriated to the lawful owner. So it's a very good thing to have it all listed on the database. In the events of vehicles as well, we have a centralized database which is freely available to law enforcement. On the DIY database, that to the individual is free to post your items there. On the commercial sector, it would have an small annual fee when you are loading up quite a large number of items that we need to store in that database for you.
That really is amazing technology. And Datadot has grown from its inception. So what are your latest additions in terms of your business?
Yeah, and I think everyone these days is going solar. So
yes.
One of the advantage or opportunities that we see at the moment is for your solar panels, marking of your solar panels. These are items that are unfortunately well sought of in the black market. And so identifying these panels once they are available through other sources in the market, it's very hard to know where they came from. With the Datadot on them, you would be able to understand who was the lawful owner of that at the time of them having them fitted, which is a real exciting you know, avenue that we're going into. And then also parts marking, where you are replacing various parts to your tractor, to your vehicle, where you can even mark your bicycle to certain parts on your bicycle as well, which can then be put onto the centralized database.
Incredible. So we know that the microdots legislation was passed in 2012. Has there been any additions or changes to that legislation since?
Not currently. There is some work in progress that we're looking at in terms of more the used vehicle markets, because as I said, from 2012, it was all new vehicles. Obviously, there were vehicles prior that that also need to be addressed. And it is a work in progress to have a look to see how we can venture into securing that market as well.
And finally, how many vehicles are left to still be fitted with the Datadot microdots?
Yeah, we're looking at probably around about 5 million vehicles that still need to be fitted with microdots. Currently, the latest statistics are that there are 13.5 million vehicles listed on Natus. Datadot is currently well over the 6 million vehicles that we have marked as a company. And then there's, you know, a few players that would also be involved in doing some markings. So we would estimate that around about 5 million to 5.5 million still to go, which gives us still some opportunity in the market.
Absolutely. Well, you're doing a great job, Chad. Thank you so much for telling us more about Datadot technology today. And that was Chad Thompson, the Chief Operating Officer of data.technology.sa. Remember, you can visit data.co.za. Thank you, Chad.
Thank you very much, Ian. Thanks for your time.
Did you know DataDots has a range of products and systems that are designed to deter theft, counterfeiting, and product diversion? These products and systems have features that assist in identifying criminal activities through the identification of stolen assets, which allows for traceability, the return of stolen goods to their rightful owners, and the prosecution of those involved, with great success in various industries. In fact, over 6 million vehicles have been fitted with microdots by DataDot Technology South Africa. DataDot relies on the proof of concept for their success. Visit datadot.co.za. DataDot, marked and secure.